Back home, and controversial sports scientist Stephen Dank has been injured in a shooting incident at Ascot Vale in Melbourne's northwest. Several shots were fired at the front of a house in Gillespie Avenue shortly before 2:30 this morning. The 52-year-old was taken to hospital after suffering a graze injury to his forehead. Another person at the home at the time apparently wasn't hurt. Serious Crime Response Team detectives in Melbourne are investigating the incident. The ABC sports editor David Mark joins us now. David, this has come as quite a shock this morning, this news.
It's a complete shock, Liz. It's completely out of the blue.
Now, you have done extensive investigative work on the whole Dank saga. So I wonder if you could just recap for us, what was his involvement in that peptide story?
I suppose you have to go back to February 2013, and that was the day of that famous press conference, which was subsequently dubbed the darkest day in Australian sport, where, remember, you had the heads of all the major sporting agencies and the Crime Commission and ASADA talking about this Operation Aperio that had been carried on, all this information that had been uncovered about peptide dealing at various sporting clubs. And it emerged then that the link, I suppose, was this person, Stephen Dank, who'd worked at both the Cronulla Rugby League club and the Essendon AFL club. He worked for Cronulla for just really a number of weeks in the 2011 season, and he worked for quite a lot longer at Essendon during the 2012 season. The allegations were that he'd had supplied peptides to players at both of those clubs, and I must stress that all the way along those were allegations that he always denied. An AFL tribunal did eventually find him guilty of trafficking banned substances, and he was given a lifetime ban in 2015. And along the way, of course, we will remember that the careers of quite a lot of people have been put on hold. Some have retired. A number of Cronulla players had pleaded guilty to drug bans, and they were given a 3-month ban. Subsequently, 12 Essendon players were given a 12-month ban, and they're still sitting out that ban. So it's been an exceptionally long and drawn-out affair.
So since 2015, he wasn't really involved with any of the football clubs, as I understand it. But what was he doing? Because he still had a business, didn't he?
Since 2015, he was essentially given a lifetime ban by the AFL from practising at any sports club, and that means that because the AFL was a signatory to WADA, he couldn't work at any sport club anywhere in the world. So that was his sport career over. He was a biochemist, I believe, by trade. The last time I checked, he was still the director of an anti-ageing clinic in Bondi in Sydney. That was a while ago I checked, so he still had a business outside of sport at the anti-ageing clinic.
Mm. David Mark, thank you for that.
Thanks, Liz.
That's the ABC sports editor, David Mark, joining us there. As I say, he did some extensive work on that story when it was breaking, and met with Stephen Dank. Stephen Dank has been taken to hospital with a graze injury to his forehead from a bullet. And again, stay tuned to ABC Radio throughout the day for updates on that situation.